This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Coming up later, free cash for your sustainability project. I've got news for a couple of funding opportunities that might be just what your project needs. Now, I know it's been a bit wet, a bit dark, not very summery, but think back a few months to flowers and to sunshine, because this week we're going to hear how Welwyn Garden City has shown that it does not take its name in vain at this year's Anglia in Bloom Awards. The Anglia in Bloom region forms part of the Royal Horticultural Society's Britain in Bloom competition. And whilst it will come as no surprise to hear that the judges are looking for gorgeous gardens and beautiful flowers, they're looking for so much more as well. They're looking for an imaginative use of trees and shrubs. They're looking for communities working together socially and having lots of fun on the way. They're looking for gardens that help cheer places up, prevent littering and graffiti, and encourage a sustainable environment. And it turns out that the judges liked what they found in Welwyn Garden City. At the Anglia in Bloom Awards ceremony a couple of weeks ago, Welwyn Garden City came away with a whole raft of prizes. They included the Gold Award and overall Best Business Improvement District Award, the Best Sustainable Planting Award, the Best Public Open Space Award, the Best Local Authority Floral Display Award, and they also got a Bronze Award for their Oak Hill Lawn Cemetery and Crematorium, all of which is a terrific achievement. Now, needless to say, the team at Welwyn Hatfield Borough Council are delighted, as I found out when I spoke to a couple of them. Thank you very much indeed for taking the time to join me today. Perhaps you'd like to introduce yourselves. Sandrine, would you like to start?
Hiya, I'm Councillor Sandrine Bonfante. I represent Welwyn Green and Hatfield South, and I'm the Executive Member of Environment for Welwyn Hatfield Borough Council.
Oh, great. Thanks, Sandrine. And you, Sue?
Thank you. Yes, I'm Sue McDade. I'm an Executive Director at Welwyn Hatfield Borough Council, and I have the delight of having open spaces, amongst other things, within my area of service.
Brilliant. Well, first of all, many congratulations for your awards in Anglia in Bloom. We all know that Welwyn Garden City does always look magnificent, lives up to its Garden City name, and very much well deserved there. So let's start, if we can do, with the sustainability award that you got. You got a special award for the anniversary garden and for the steps that you've made to improve sustainability there. Sandrine, would you like to tell us a little bit about the garden and the inspiration behind it and how you've made it particularly sustainable?
Yes, I think that award was definitely our most proudest award of this year amongst the few that we got. Anniversary Gardens has been a passion project for our officers for the last few years now. It was originally inspired by the town's founder, Ebenezer Howard's vision of how a garden town should be. It's very much designed to have sustainability in mind. We have flowers that bloom in different times of the year, so there's always something new to see. And it's remarkable because it requires very little watering, so we kind of just let nature be itself.
And how about the things like the use of pesticides? We obviously often hear about councils spraying roads and things with pesticides. Do you have any policy on pesticides when it comes to things like your gardens?
We tend to not use them for our gardens themselves. We're not at a position where we don't use it throughout the whole borough. There are some situations where they are necessary, but we are working towards more natural solutions in the long term.
Okay. And when you were thinking about the anniversary garden, did you have wildlife in mind? You say that you try and have flowers there the whole year. Is this to encourage pollinators?
Yes, we hope it be a garden for not just humans to enjoy, but all types of species. Yeah, it's mainly designed to help the local wildlife increase biodiversity. The council introduced a climate emergency in 2019. My party helped start that. And we hope this is one of the ways we exemplify biodiversity and increasing our nature and preserving it for future generations.
Okay. And do you think people enjoy the fact that you're inviting nature into the city by having a garden like this?
I think when you hop off the train and you go somewhere called Welwyn Garden City, you do expect a garden, and we do try to deliver that. We do really think it brings a garden into Welwyn Garden City. We make sure it gives a unique view. Some people think they're in Buckingham Palace when they're really in the heart of Hertfordshire.
Yes, indeed. Now, you mentioned jumping off the train there, and the All Aborders display at the train station was also noticed by the judges. Would you like to tell us something about that?
The All Aborders are really the hidden gem of our community groups. They work in the train station and surrounding area, and they make the platform really exemplify the values of Welwyn Garden City. They work in some of the harshest areas to be able to do this kind of stuff. There's a lot of footfall, a lot of traffic, and a lot of pollutants that come from trains. But despite that all, we have a fantastic group of volunteer forces who do a fantastic job in creating such an environment. And they really exemplify what it means to live in Welwyn Garden City and what that represents. And I think nowhere does it mean that more than with the All Aborders.
Yes, indeed. And it must be lovely to have that, as you say, so that visitors coming to Welwyn Garden City, it's one of the first things they see, the beautiful flowers, but also the fact that that comes from the heart of the community and the actions of volunteers. So is it important that volunteers have been part of generally making Welwyn Garden City more attractive with flowers and planted areas?
The volunteer groups have been the foundation of our work since the very start of Welwyn Garden City. We wouldn't be where we were without them at all. It's not just the All Aborders, it's the Sheriff's Park Wood Wardens, as well as those who work in the Housegate and Parkway area. And we do try and show our appreciation with them every year and support them, help them network and give them the experiences that they need to be able to follow their passions. And it's really good to see that those passions were acknowledged in Anglian Bloom.
Obviously, these people are volunteering, they're giving their time. It's something lovely that they're doing for the city. But do you think they also get something from this? Is this a valuable contribution towards the people of the city as well?
I think it's been shown countless times the benefits in your mental and physical health to be able to participate in these kinds of stuff, as well as the societal benefits of having these areas. People want to live in green, open spaces. It does wonders for mental health. It does wonders for your physical health, and it also allows the younger generations to be surrounded by nature but still, you know, 20 minutes away from London as well. So we hit that balance that I don't think anywhere else in the country is as effective of us as we are.
Now, anybody who's been through Welwyn Garden City knows that it has beautiful trees, and the judges noticed this as well, and they particularly noticed the centenary woodland garden. I wonder if you could tell us a bit about that.
We are really very lucky in Welwyn Garden City to have so many beautiful trees. We have something like 30,000 trees, perhaps a little bit more now. And we've been recognised in the last 4 or 5 years as a tree city of the world. So it was really lovely that the judges noticed the trees in the Garden City when they did their judging. So many different aspects of the borough in terms of our trees. We have the centenary garden, we have allotments, we have little micro orchards, and we have nature reserves and sites of special interest as well, special scientific interest. And that's all looked after by our wonderful tree officers. And as Councillor Sandrini Bonfante has just mentioned as well, we have our tree wardens that volunteer and do fantastic work helping support the council to maintain our beautiful trees. So we are very lucky, and we consider ourselves very lucky to have such beautiful trees for our community here.
I think you're right. I think they're really rather magnificent. So although you didn't get the best in your category for it, you did also get an award for your cemetery, the Oak Hill Lawn Cemetery. What have you been doing there to just try and make it a bit nicer for the people who are visiting?
You're absolutely right. It's so important. We opened actually the new cemetery almost 2 years ago within the existing cemetery. And it's so important when families come to our cemetery in the crematoria that they have a very calm and peaceful and respectful place to say goodbye to their loved ones. So we do take a great deal of care to make sure that the lawns, the trees, the flowers, the shrubs are looking as best we can to pay respects for the families and the visitors that we have. So we're also looking at how we can improve that further, and we're looking around sustainability as well in terms of planting, but we just really want to do our best for the families that come to visit us there.
Well, that's good to hear. Now, you obviously do an immense amount as far as plants and trees go around Welwyn Garden City, and it's very much integral to the Garden City, but this must cost quite a lot of money. So I just wondered if you could kind of say what you think this all brings to the city, what you think that the local people get from this, but also visitors as well, why it's so important.
I think with the current situation with local governments, every penny does count, and we take that very seriously, but it's very hard to put a price on the identity of your borough, and I think this is a key situation, as well as the health of your residents. We always look for ways to make things more efficient, spread stuff around, but this will always be a priority of this council, regardless of who sits at the very top, and that is something that's not going to change anytime soon.
Sue, would you like to add something to that?
I don't think I can top what Councillor Sandrine Bonfante said. We just make sure that we work within the budget. We are increasingly looking at sustainable planting and to make sure that we make the best use of that budget that we've got. But it brings so much more value than the financial aspects.
And I understand that you've been put forward for an award at Britain in Bloom.
Well, we were recognised in Anglia Bloom for our business improvement district category, but actually as a result of that, because we got gold, we were put forward by Anglia in Bloom to Britain in Bloom.
And when will you hope to hear about that?
October. Yeah, we're keeping our fingers crossed for October for the actual results.
Well, good luck with that. Look forward to hearing about it. That's fantastic. Well, congratulations again, and lovely to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed. I was talking there to Councillor Sandrine Bonfanti and to Sue McDade. Now, I do love the flowers planted around near Campus West in Welwyn Garden City, you know, on the big roundabout. And I am a huge fan of their trees as well. And actually, do you know, another place I think has looked really rather beautiful this year are the hanging baskets in Sandridge up, you know, up going towards Hartwood. I don't know if you've noticed those. So where do you think has bloomed particularly beautifully this year? Do let me know via email. I'm on amanda.yorworth@mix926.com or look for Environment Matters on Mix92.6 on Twitter and on Facebook. Now, I promised you news on money to help you to help the environment. And I've got not just one, but two funding opportunities for you. Firstly, Hertfordshire County Council is on the lookout for projects to support with its environmental improvement grant, with up to £3,000 in funding available for people or for groups who are hoping to improve nature on their land and in their local communities. Now, so far, this grant has contributed over £27,000 to 16 projects around the county, and it was created to help deliver the County Council's sustainable Hertfordshire ambition to enhance nature across the county by 2050. So how do you qualify? Well, any project delivering improvements for biodiversity could be eligible. For example, tree planting, hedgerow creation, wildflower meadow establishment, or pond creation, just to name a few. Now, you can apply for the grant to cover up to a half of the agreed cost of your project, up to a maximum of £3,000. Now, the project will need to be within Hertfordshire, and grants are open to not just community based organisations within Hertfordshire, like churches or schools or parish and town councils, but also to private landowners like farm owners and land managers as well. And I took a look through the kind of projects that the fund has helped to pay for so far, and there is a lot of tree planting, hedge creation, there's an orchard creation, and some river restoration as well, just to give you ideas of successful applications. Now, once you've made your application, Hertfordshire County Council's Countryside Management team will then review the projects, and they say that they can also give you support with planning and design, as well as helping you to apply for other grant funding opportunities. So, you know, a really supportive package for you there. So that was a Hertfordshire-wide fund, and the next one is for projects just in St Albans District. Now, it's called the St Albans Greener Together Net Zero Fund, and it provides grants for not-for-profit organisations, community groups and small to medium-sized enterprises to deliver sustainability projects that will benefit St Albans District, and they have to be linked to transport and energy. So this one's definitely not for tree planting and hedgerows. Now, applicants can apply for funding for grants between £2,000 and £20,000. And to find out more information and to apply, you'll have to go to the St Albans Green Together page on the St Albans District Council website. Now, the Greener Together people are really keen to hear about your ideas and how they can help you, particularly with your application. And they said that if you've got any questions, do get in touch with them. And their email address is greenertogether@stalbans.gov.uk. Now, don't worry if you didn't take a note of any of those things and you missed that email address, because I'll make sure that all of those details and the links will go into the notes that go with the podcast of this show and that you will find on the podcast page of mix926.com. And whilst you're there, do check out the podcast that's called Help with Hedge Funds, where you'll hear me talk to Hertfordshire's two woodland creation officers all about the environmental improvement grant I just mentioned and all the ways in which they can help you with your project that helps nature. And another podcast that you might get some inspiration from is the one where I talk to Sarah Perry, River Catchment Officer from the Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust, about how they are using a rather larger grant from the Government Saving Species Fund to help make the River Lea and its tributaries even better for wildlife, even in the face of climate change. And one of the things they're helping is the lovely water voles. I'll be with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.